strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 25th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Taryn, I hate to break it to you, but if we were ever playing Big Brother together and I won the veto, I would use it on Melissa, not you.
But, Mary, I wouldn't have put you on the block.
Oh, it's prank week. Oh, I got you.
I just don't understand why you even make a joke like that. I didn't put you on the block even though nobody was looking.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I know it was prank week. I know that probably hurt really bad.
That hurts.
I'm sorry.
I just wish you wouldn't have done that. I just don't understand why me?
Yeah, well, you know, you're the only other person here.
How it goes. We're here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 67 in the house, and we had a veto competition. But first, to draw people to play the veto.
Yeah. And there's so many choices now.
So many.
It's a big deal.
Jackson, big deal. Cliff, and Jess were chosen to play in the veto. I believe Jackson was Holly's house guest choice, I think. And then Cliff and Jess had their chips drawn, I believe. Well,
Jackson is definitely the house guest that Holly has chosen. So that would make sense.
There you go. What a prank that was.
Yeah. Nicole is sad because she hasn't been able to play in a veto since like week one.
Yes.
And she's, you know, we were probably this close to her dumping out the bag and making sure her chip was in there.
Nicole has been picked for one veto in week one. And ever since then, she has not been chosen for a veto, which means I believe something like 8 straight vetoes. She has not had her chip drawn, which I'm hearing. I haven't been able to confirm because. Why am I going to do this math? That this is actually a new record, that the previous record was set by Eric Stein, who was not chosen for 7 straight vetoes. And now it's going to be Nicole for 8 straight vetoes, something along those lines.
Yes. And, you know, Eric Stein and Nicole have something else in common, which is that they're both awesome. I was trying to think of something involving pies, but I couldn't think of anything good.
They'd do anything for a dollar.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'll do that for a dollar.
Really, though, Eric Stein had a lot of incentive to not be picked for a veto. He wasn't able to control what he did with it.
Yeah. I think about that every once in a while of the whole America's player thing, and it was a rough time. But we're not talking about that season. We're talking about this season.
We are.
Yeah.
We are. So Nicole has basically played in no vetoes, which I think is actually a great thing for somebody's game, because playing in vetoes is just like there's really no benefit unless you're in danger of being put on the block. And if you're not in danger of being put on the block, then don't play. And don't win. And then nobody will look at you as a threat.
Yeah, probably the best case scenario for Nicole if she was playing in vetoes would be to throw them not obviously and just make people think that she's even worse at challenges. Right now, it's kind of like, oh, she's not great because she hasn't won the HOHs, but, you know, neither have other people. And maybe she is good. Maybe she's not. So that would be the only other beneficial thing to not winning them, I guess. Or to playing in them, but not winning them. Mm. Definitely, she doesn't have any reason so far to win them unless she was on the block.
Yes. So Cliff and Nicole have a conversation about the vote this week and what's going to happen. Nicole would like for Nick to stay. Cliff is like, yeah, I get that, but I do kind of feel like sticking with Jackson Holly for now is our best move, and they want Nick out. Nicole, though, is like, well, but I don't want to go to the end with Jackson and Holly. Like, that's not a great Final Four for us. I feel like my Final Four that I would prefer would be us with Jess and Nick. And Cliff's response is a little bit like, well, yeah, of course you'd like that Final Four. It's a great Final Four for you. It's a pretty good Final Four for him, but Nick, just without Nick.
Right. I mean, Cliff has a great Final Three option there with Jess and Nicole.
But it's going to be real hard to get to Final Three with that.
Right. And I see what Nicole's saying. This is sort of part of the struggle with the Nicole and Cliff alliance duo sort of thing, is that people, you know, viewers, we lump them together and they definitely are very good friends and they are working together. And a lot of people, okay, we either have Cliff and Nicole. So they pair them together, but they're not actually always on the same page and they don't really even talk super transparently with each other. It's not like they sit down and say, okay, let's go through all the scenarios and let's figure out exactly what's best for the both of us. They kind of each have their own plan and they include each other in their plans, but they're not, it's not the same as some of the other pairs we've seen in the past. And which I do think is good, because it does allow some people like Nick to be close with Nicole and not Cliff. And so people, they can keep themselves a little more separate, which has some upsides. But I just don't think, I would love to see them sit down and really, really hash it out and try to come up with what is best for the pair of the two of them. Because I don't even necessarily believe that, like, I think if Cliff could pick between going to the very, you know, the final two with Jess and Nicole, that might be tricky for him to choose that. I'd like to think that he would take Nicole, but you never know.
Yeah, well, I mean, It's interesting because I talked about how prior to the eviction vote on Thursday, Cliff really, you know, talked to Christy and really boldly just said, hey, you cannot put Nicole on the block or I won't keep you. And Christy was like, oh, so you're a package deal. I didn't realize. And how I felt like that would be bad for his game moving forward, because people would connect him to Nicole. And Christy has been doing that. She's like, oh, Cliff and Nicole, they're a package deal. That's what he told me. But nobody's really biting into it. And it's because they're not actually that close and they don't talk all the time. And Nicole's close to Nick and Cliff's kind of doing his own thing over here. So it's not actually hindering them quite as much as I thought it might. It definitely is with Christy herself. And I do think that that's a little bit dangerous. But there is also this sense, and Nicole says it to the cameras late at night at the end of the day that we're talking about, that she does feel like Cliff is holding back from her a little bit because he's worried that she's going to go and tell Nick. And so I think that's also part of why Cliff is like, yeah, Nick goes. I mean, now Nicole is only loyal to me, which is very much the case. So there's definitely a lot of sort of interesting dynamics between Cliff and Nicole and what they're wanting to do moving forward. If I were Cliff, my ideal Final Four would be myself, Nicole, Jess, and actually Jackson is what I was thinking, because for as good as Jackson is at competitions, he's actually probably the worst at days competitions. He does not remember the days very well. So he's probably actually the easiest to beat at Final Four. And I think that Jackson is also one of the few people in the house that would be willing to take Cliff to the final two if he did win, because Jackson is somebody that I think is easy enough to manipulate to be like, hey, handshake, take the best to the end, may the best man win sort of thing. I feel like Jackson's that kind of guy. I'm interested to see where these two go in terms of their ideal Final Four. I think once Nick goes, if he goes, then it will be a lot easier for Cliff to convince Nicole, like, hey, maybe we should stick around with Jackson and Holly. And then I imagine that they are hoping that that one of them will get picked off before the actual they get to the Final Four.
I was trying to think about what my fan fiction worst case scenario is for the ending. And honestly, it's not that bad now. I really think that Sis was the one holding me back. She was the one making me just think negatively. And it's not, look, I don't hate Sis. I don't know her. But I just want people who are really trying to get to the end. And right now, at least, you know, even Jess in her own mind thinks that she's trying and playing a hard game. So there's that.
Yeah. So they get to the veto competition and Jackson is going to win the veto.
Woo.
Yes, which is his third straight victory. In the last three competitions that he has played, he has won each of those competitions. If you then expand that range, in the last five competitions, he has won four of them. The egg one, and then he lost Otev, and then he won HOH, he won veto, he didn't play in the next HOH, and then he won the next veto. So he is starting to look like a competition threat here. But again, it's very specific. He has won all of the competitions. He has won have been either like there has been an athletic or sort of skill based element to them. I don't know exactly what this veto was, but I do believe it was athletic slash skill based, given that Nick actually came in second, like very close second, and everybody else, you know, did very poorly. And so this is what we saw last season too. And this is what I had been alluding to last week or a few weeks ago, that last season in this range, the final nine to sort of final four, final five range, it was a lot of athletic, physical, sort of skill-based competitions in a row. And this is when Tyler and Angela and Casey just started trading wins back and forth in a circle for like weeks and weeks. The variance in the competitions really started to die out. And I'm wondering if we're going to see something similar to that now. And with Jackson being like one of the only physical people left, especially if Nick does go this week, I think we might see Jackson winning a bunch of these. But I also think that Tommy has a great chance at winning some of these. I think Tommy is being underrated in the house as a physical presence, just because he hasn't really been playing in many of these vetoes and in any of the physical competitions. And he's also a lot better mentally than Jackson. So I wonder if Tommy might start winning soon, or maybe he's not as good physically as we think. But I mean, he certainly looks physical. He's just a little bit shorter. So I think he'll start doing well.
I worry a little bit that, you know, people are talking about, oh, well, for the final several competitions, for the mental ones, Jackson won't do a great job. And that's when, you know, Nicole or Cliff or whoever could do a good job. But are we going to get those? Because last season, we didn't really have any super tough mental. I mean, even their days competition was like, who were the two female HOHs? Like, They weren't really tricky. It wasn't like on what exact day did this very, very specific thing happen, which was more of what we've seen in the past. So I'm a little bit worried. I mean, I'm not worried, but I do wish there was a little more variance in some of these competitions, particularly down the end. I almost feel like what we saw last season, and if we're going to see the same thing this season, is kind of the equivalent of the Survivor Final Four fire making. I mean, it's not exactly as blatant, but it is a little similar in terms of these are the types of people we'd like to get farther in the game, kind of. And I don't know that people really talk about Big Brother stacking physical competitions quite in the same way, but it is a little bit similar in potential outcome. For Jackson, though, I don't love the amount of comps he's winning, just to put the threat out there. But since people are underrating Tommy, and since Nick is the only other guy there, like if Nick goes, Jackson really already is going to be looked at just as a male competitor, so you might as well roll into it. And since this was his threat level of going in the block was not zero this week, so I think the feeling of I just don't want to be put up on Holly's HOH might have also kicked in.
Yeah, personally, if I'm Jackson and I know that Nick is really close to beating me in this competition, and everyone else is like way far behind, I might have considered throwing it to Nick to allow Nick to take some heat as a competitor. And we know that Holly is going to get to replace Nick on the block, so she can just replace him with Jess, and then they can send Christy home, which is at least just as good as sending Nick home, if not better for their games. That probably would have been my move, but he's going to take the win here, and he does not plan on using the veto. Now, Christy claims that she threw the veto, that apparently there was some sort of conversation that happened right before the veto happened. I do not believe it was on the feeds, that they came together and agreed that that Christy would throw the veto and that they would keep Christy in the game. And so she's claiming to have thrown it. She came in last place, I believe. Nick is going to immediately tell Jackson that that. Dude, you didn't need to win. I wouldn't have put you up. Who would you have put up? Somebody I could beat. Somebody I could beat. You know, you show loyalty when nobody's looking.
Wee.
Now he's telling him.
Yeah, so this is kind of like the thing where you only tell people that you're on their side once they become immune. It's like, you just don't buy it as much. If Nick had told Jackson and Holly before the competition that he was the prankster or hinted at it or whatever and said, hey, I won't put you up if I win, just let me win so that I can take myself off the block and we can find a way to get Christy out or whatever, then, you know, it might make Jack, you know, pros and cons might make Jackson and Holly fight for it more. But if they don't win, or if they do win, then maybe they have some incentive to work with you. Now it just seems like, hey, I'm promising you that I'm loyal and I won't put you up because you won and I don't have any other option now.
Yeah, I mean, at least he's telling him now, and at least he's trying to leverage this as much as he can now that he's, you know, now that Jackson has won the veto. But it becomes clear, to me at least, over the course of the day, that Nick was allowed to tell anybody he wanted about his power. He says to Tommy later in the night, oh man, I wish I had told you. Oh, I was just didn't want to tell anyone. I felt paranoid and I didn't want to tell anyone. He could have, which means he could have told people, which, what are you doing, Nick? What are you doing? Why didn't you tell them? Because, why didn't you tell anybody?
Because he's like thinking one step ahead. The thought he's thinking is, ooh, I should hide this so that if I win veto and can take myself off, I have the power to put anyone else up and I don't really owe anyone anything because they don't know it's me and I didn't tell them. And I get that if you can guarantee that you're probably going to win veto. But since he didn't, and since it wasn't a guarantee, then he's not thinking about the wider game implications. He's not thinking about the fact that just smacking Christy up on the block may not be his best option, because she's also one of the easiest people that if someone does win a veto to argue, hey, take me or the other person off and let's put Christy up. But they don't have a person like that right now. There's not really a whole lot of people. They're like, well, like almost all his arguments throughout the day are just take me or Christy off and put someone up. He doesn't even have a great argument. Oh, put Jess up, put Tommy up, put Clivett. Like, there's not these really strong arguments that could have been there if Christy was the backup.
This has to be one of the worst blunders of the season. I think there, it's such an obvious play that you can keep yourself off the block in the first place. If Nick had gone to Holly and said, hey, I am the prankster, let's work something out, I want to make a deal, then they could have made a deal and he could have kept himself off the block. Then Jackson won veto, and maybe at that point Holly betrays him. Maybe at that point Holly decides that Jackson is going to use the veto and put Nick on the block. Maybe. But she doesn't really have an incentive to, because it makes sense to just send Christy home, because she has no loyalty to Christy. She would love for Christy to go home. She wants Christy to go home next week. Between Christy and Nick, she might as well send at least one of them home. But her preference is Nick, just because she's got that sort of personal grudge. She took a shot at him once. Now she wants to hit her shot this time. But if she didn't take her shot this time because she made a deal with him because he was the prankster, she has a lot less incentive to take him out. And so Just take out Christy. Let him have his prankster week, and then next week they can go after him or whatever they want to do. He didn't even tell Tommy. He didn't tell anybody. And he just threw Christy up there. And even Christy, I don't think was the best person. Even if he decides, okay, you don't want to tell anyone, just put somebody up on the block. Jackson was probably the better play. And, you know, maybe I'll take that back. Maybe he'll convince Jackson and Holly to take out Christy this week. Maybe that'll work out for him. But I have to feel that it's easier to convince Christy and Jess to vote out Jackson than it is to convince Jackson and Holly to vote out Christy at the moment, because Tommy is there to convince Christy, let's vote out Jackson. This is our opportunity. And then Christy can convince Jess. Now, obviously, Jackson would have won the veto. He would have taken himself down. And then what does he do? But still, like, then you put up Christy, right?
He was stupidly banking on this promise from Tommy from a week ago where Tommy said, oh, yeah, if you're up against Christy, then, you know, I'll vote Christy out. At the time Tommy said this, he thought Christy was going home that week. So, It wasn't great.
That's that. So Tommy is going to, or sorry, they have the zing bot come. We got some of the zings. Jackson's was, should I call you? Should I call you Jackson? Should I call you Mickey? Or should I call you Pompous Douchebag?
I like the last one. So
yeah, like real clever Zingbot.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Holly was called an old buzzard.
Yeah.
So not exactly sure how that went, but probably went over really well.
I think Holly's was, and this could have been somebody just making it up, but somebody told me that Holly's was, Nicole, you say that you're afraid of birds, but you're always hanging out with that old buzzard, Holly.
Oh, zing.
Which is at least a little bit more clever than just being like, Holly, you're an old buzzard.
I guess.
And that's probably the best one, to be honest, if that was actually the one. Nicole, apparently they just said like she never goes outside and has no friends. Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah.
They made fun of Nick's bowl haircut, mm-hmm. Which definitely cut deep. He spent the rest of the night explaining why it didn't affect him.
Yeah, like, and Christy's just like, well, you've mentioned it like 5 times, so I feel like it probably hurt a little bit. But that's okay. It's fine. They all hurt.
It was one of those things where it's like, everybody could tell that he was hurt by it. And so they were being like, I don't even understand what, just because of the picture? Is it the picture that he's making fun of? Because your hair looks fine to me. And like, maybe, like, I just don't understand why that's even a joke about you, Nick. I mean, and he's like, yeah, I mean, I don't either. I mean, because totally. It's like, everybody knows what's happening here. Later on, Nick is going to be like, really? I mean, I just feel bad for the guy that cut my hair, because it's really more of an insult to him than me, because it's totally like, you know, his fault. It doesn't bother me at all.
Yep. Throw shade at other people in America who might be watching. That's the way to go. That's how you get more people to like you. Tommy says amazing too much.
Yes. Did they call him an attention floozy?
Probably. That sounds about right.
That might have been just Twitter.
I don't know. That was great. Christy eats loud and smacks her mouth.
Yep.
Accurate.
Yep.
So that Cliff, something about having a dad bod. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wrote that. I don't think that's actually what it was. Something about being bodacious, though.
Yeah. He talked about his body. Like, they talked about my body.
Which is like, you know, that's not, I mean, honestly, if you get something that could be interpreted as like if I wasn't in the Big Brother house at all, could Zingbot still say this about me? Probably means that everything else in your game is not that bad, because they got nothing else to pick out, pick at you about. So,
yeah, and Jess, I think they, oh crap, what the exact, I don't remember the exact wording. It was something along the lines of like, she does nothing.
She's a snooze fest.
Snooze fest, that's it.
Right, right. Yeah, I was trying to think of how can you go into the game and like depict something negative about yourself that you're hoping Zingbot will mention that will somehow benefit you in the game. Gotta play chestnut checkers here.
Apparently Zingbot said, chestnut checkers, Zing! And Holly thought that Zingbot said chestnut checkers, and continued to think that after Jackson said, Zingbot said chestnut, but it is chestnut checkers. And she's like, chestnut checkers. He's like, no, seriously, I don't know. Like, maybe they're putting that in the show to make me look like an asshole all the time. But I mean, it is chess and not checkers. And she's like, chess and not checkers.
I like this world where Holly has been thinking that Jackson has been saying chestnut checkers all season long.
I don't know why she thought it would be chestnut checkers, because I just love the fact that like it was clearly part of the zing, and Jackson's response to it was like, no, but seriously, let me explain this to you. It actually is chess and not checkers. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you knew this.
They probably just don't get it. They probably just don't get
that
what I'm saying is that because chess is more complicated than checkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I explain it to you now? Okay. They're probably not going to use that zing then on the show, because clearly Zingbot just didn't get it. Yeah. Yeah. Also, that was not Holly's best misinterpretation of the night, though, when Jackson says that he's going to go downstairs and cut up a watermelon, and she goes, what? Did you say you're going to go downstairs and cuddle a watermelon? Which is like equally accurate. So I mean, like that.
Honestly, if I had to choose between is Jackson going to cut a watermelon or cuddle a watermelon? I mean, he loves them. I would think that he would want to cuddle them.
I think he'd probably cuddle it first.
And then cut it up.
It'd be a little messy to cuddle it after you cut it up.
Mm. So you do a little cuddle, and then you kind of sneak the knife behind the watermelon's back, and then you just kind of slide it in. You're like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you like butcher an animal or something and you can't scare it. Isn't that a thing? I don't know. I was going for
like in the movies when they betray their lover or something, but we can go even darker like, with animals if you want.
He couldn't scare the watermelon, so he just has to have it, console it, get ready, be on board with it. Oh, I'm sorry. And then it's even kind of gross because, like, you know, it bleeds down a little bit. The watermelon juice.
But he likes that. He's just going to drink up. He's going to immediately start drinking up the watermelon. So,
you know, I used to be a big watermelon fan in my day.
Mm.
Back in the day, before I realized that it's incredibly messy to eat and it takes too long to cut up.
I mean, but is there anything better in the world than really cold watermelon?
Lots of things. Red vines. I don't know. Pomegranate.
Fine. Jeez.
Anything. Watermelon's fine. It's fine. It's just fine.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. All right. Well, Nick is also going to tell Tommy that he was the prankster. I wouldn't have put him up. Jackson and Holly are going to talk. They feel bad that Nick was the prankster. And Jackson's response is basically, why didn't you tell me? Now it's too late. Nick has to go. Holly does not want to miss her second shot at him. He's got to go. Jackson is not using the veto. Jackson is, though, concerned about this douchebag thing. He doesn't want to be portrayed as a douchebag. This has been, you know, he's been trying to rehabilitate his image. And so Jackson says, you know, I've I've been trying. I haven't been working out in the house. I've been not working out as much, and I'm not being shirtless because I don't want there to be clips of me working out being shirtless all the time like a douchebag. I'm trying to look like an average non-douche guy.
That's my excuse too. That's why I don't work out, because I'm trying not to look like a douchebag.
Yeah.
So I figure I'm just making everyone else feel comfortable sitting around eating gummies and with my shirt on, and then it'll make everyone feel more comfortable around me. I think that's the way to go. That's why I'm not working out, not because I don't want to and I'd rather be eating.
Mm, yes, exactly. He legitimately said, like, I don't want to have be ripped shirtless all the time. That'll make me look like a douche. So I'm trying to look like an average guy. And I, you know, you can make fun of it all you want, but I do think it's working.
It is. But if he was doing that and Jack was still in the house, I think it might not be working as much. I think that a lot of these things are circumstantial. You get rid of certain people and then the other people left, they don't look as bad. I mean, like Nick, he's a huge target, but you get cut off the, you know, his two knees of Sam and Bella. I don't know.
Sam and Bella, the knees of Nick.
It's like it got very violent all of a sudden this podcast. Let's keep going.
Yeah, I don't know. Jack must have somehow gotten here. Nicole and Jackson are gonna have a pie war.
Right. Because they need to pie people, and Nicole tries, misses. Somehow Jackson pies her.
So what happens is Nicole has to go upstairs to the HOH room to get Jackson, but he knew she was coming, so he hid behind the door. And so Nicole opens the door. The room is dark. She turns on the lights. She's like, Jackson? She's holding the pie out in front of her like an amateur. And she walks in, and Jackson behind the door grabs the pie and puts it in her face. Oh, got you.
Yeah. See, Nicole didn't know what you're supposed to do is you come up behind, you cuddle the pie, you cuddle the person, and then you pie them.
And then you grab the pie and you just slide it into their face. Oh, right. I'm sorry. So Nicole freaks out. This is pretty fun. They're just like, they end up running around and Big Brother, like, stop that. No horsing around. But they're running around. Jackson gets her like four more times. As she tries to get him, he at one point like threw a pie off the balcony. They're throwing water at each other. There was a standoff where she was in the storage room and he was waiting outside for like 5 to 10 minutes. And then there look collateral damage everywhere.
Yeah, she tried throwing her mayo pie at him and that missed.
The watermelon, they made a watermelon pie that she missed with. And she was throwing these pies. They were getting all over dressers and in every part of the house. It was. We thought that it was going to be the hide and seek veto this week. It was not, but similar amount of damage happening with these pies.
Yeah, a little gross. I think that this. It's the point when they're throwing like water at each other. I'm like, okay, let's say Nicole gets Jackson with a bucket of water. It's not like she succeeded in pieing him. How about you pie them first, then you throw the water on top, and that kind of washes off the pie. Kind of helps.
Now then you're helping.
Well, it's like clean up and things at the same time. Like last night, I was, you know, making some mojitos as you do, and then I had to clean up all the mojito stuff before you can enjoy the mojito. So it's kind of the same thing.
Is it though?
It's exactly the same.
Well, Nicole eventually did get Jackson. She hid on the sort of pathway to the stairs outside of the HOH. And there's like a little nook there. And she just hid there holding this time correctly, holding the pie like up, like ready to go into his face. And right as he walked by, she went, I got you. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's being quiet.
Yeah, see, if only she had gotten the snooze fest comment, because then she could have linked that in. She's like, ah. See, because I'm quiet and I'm a snooze fest. And that's why I was able to pie you. I don't know. It was a fun 45 minutes. It was great. I had a good time with it, watching it. I did wonder every once in a while, like, how long this was going to go on for, because it was getting late. And, you know, it's just my feeling about the cleanup that was going to have to happen. And, you know, but I'm sure we'll get a nice segment of the Pie War on the show.
Yes.
I would like it to be longer than the cis chicken one.
Yeah.
Just because that's how I scale my enjoyment.
Fair. So while that war is happening, Tommy and Nick are going to be having a conversation outside. Tommy lets Nick know, I can't guarantee you my vote this week against Christy. I'm sorry, I can't. Nick is trying to propose that, like, he can get Cliff and Nicole, and if he has Tommy, then he can maybe stay. And Tommy's just like, I just don't think that's the right plan. Tommy is essentially like, the only way you can stay this week is if you get Jackson to use the veto. Because, of course, Tommy would love for neither of these two people to go home. They're two of his closest allies. So Tommy's trying to pitch, you have to get Jackson to use the veto. You have to.
But he says, you have to get Jackson to use the veto on Christy. That's the only way you can stay. If you're going to go through the effort to try and get Jackson to use the veto, use it on Nick. Using it on Christy. I get why Tommy wants this, and I get also why this may or may not be slightly more like legitimate to happen, but it's just sort of looking at the funny feature of like, oh, the only way you can stay is to get the other person on the block off and put someone else up, not get yourself off. That's and like, also you have to convince him to take Christy down, who you put up, knowing that then you have the power to put someone else up.
It's a terrible plan, and it's not going to work, because there's no way that Jackson and Holly will keep both Nick and Christy in the game, or at least so I would think, at the very least. It's basically, you know, Tommy is sort of leading Nick around in circles, because Tommy knows that, look, from Tommy's perspective, he's keeping Christy. And so from his perspective, it's like, well, I would love to keep Nick, but I'm not risking Christy. And so if Nick can convince Jackson to use the veto, then I want it to be on Christy, because then if Nick still leaves, then whatever. But then we have the opportunity to maybe save Nick. If Nick gets the veto used on himself, then Christy's probably gone, and I don't want that. So he's trying to lead him in a kind of a wild goose chase, but if it works, great. And Nick, unfortunately, is falling for it. He says, anybody else you're against the block with, I will give you my vote, I promise you. Nick does it. Why do you want to keep her so bad, bro? And Tommy's, it's not that.
I just can't guarantee it. It's because I promised her, because I didn't know who the prankster was. I had promised her before the veto. Doesn't matter if this is a lie or not. It's just more rubbing in Nick's face of like, why didn't you tell people?
Yes. So Tommy's explanation here, I can't guarantee it. Let me tell you this. Don't tell anyone. I made a promise. You made a promise. What do you mean you made a promise? I made a promise before the veto. What you to Christy? I don't want to say too much. I made a promise. Like, what that you're gonna vote against me? Like, I didn't know who the prankster was, because you didn't tell me, so I didn't know. And so I thought I needed to protect my own game, and so I made a promise to protect my own game. And I wish, man, Nick, I wish you had told me. But a promise was made in front of other people. It's like, oh, you promised Christy that you would vote to keep her. It was like, it was a deal that you made with Jackson and Holly. It's like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Maybe. Let me just say this. The veto was not being used on Christy, even if Christy won. That was what was said. So it it seems to me like this was probably a real thing that happened right before the veto that wasn't on the feeds, that they did come together. Christy promised to throw the veto. Tommy promised to vote to keep Christy if she did that. And that, that that's the sort of, you know, idea behind getting Nick out. Either that or Tommy and Christy coordinated some sort of lie about it. But again, it does sort of fit with the fact that Christy claimed afterward that she threw the veto, which wasn't a really a thing that had been talked about prior to the veto. So it wouldn't surprise me if this conversation actually did happen here before the veto. And he also said that that hey, you can tell Jackson and Holly that I told you I made that promise. Just don't tell them that they were involved or that Christy was involved or any of those parts. And so I think that this is a real thing, but I also know that it's absolutely just an excuse for why Tommy's not voting to keep Nick when that's just what he would have done anyway.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that Tommy is just straight up telling Nick that he's not going to vote for him and to do all of these things. I don't like that the collateral could be other people in the house if this plan somehow works. But I think, you know, Nick is a little confused of like, well, why did you promise Christy when you had already promised me last week, though? Because we had a promise.
I didn't know who the prankster was.
That wasn't part of the promise. So
I needed to protect my own game. I thought maybe I could go up on the block.
I don't think anyone's putting Tommy up on the block anytime soon.
Well, Nicole and Cliff.
Well, Nicole and Cliff want to. I just don't see that happening.
Well, if they win, you just don't see them winning.
I just don't see them winning. I mean, maybe eventually, but I mean, even when Nicole talks about the potential of doing that, she doesn't think she's going to be able to win for a few weeks anyway. So we'll see.
Well, hopefully there's some question competitions coming up.
Yeah, we'll see. And so Tommy just straight up tells Nick he's going to vote to keep Christy if that's the choice between Nick and Christy. So
yes,
go try to do things.
And hopefully Nick will understand, because so my immediate reaction to Nick being on the block next to Christy is that I do think there's a great chance that Nick can stay this week. There are plenty of good arguments for Nick to make. I sort of hinted at it earlier. I do actually think that it's in Jackson and Holly's best interest to keep Nick around. I do think that at the very least, there's a case to be made that that's the case. That Christy has influence over Jess. Heading into next week, if Tommy, Christy, or Jess win, they are almost definitely, in my opinion, targeting Jackson and Holly. And Holly sort of sees that. They talk about it a little bit at the end of the day. There's very little reason for them to target Cliff or Nicole over Jackson and Holly. And there's nobody else for them to target. Jess is absolutely targeting Jackson and Holly. Christy, who is she going to target? Tommy? No. Jess? No. Cliff and Nicole? Over Jackson and Holly, who've been winning all these competitions, it's hard to see. Tommy definitely targeting them. They don't fully see that, but they are starting to see maybe that. Whereas if they take out Nick, Jess is still going after Nick over Jackson and Holly. And without Christy there to influence her, that's a lot more likely. Now, of course, Nicole will be there to sort of try and get into Jess's ear, but there's a lot more likelihood that Jess will be going after Nick instead of Jackson or Holly.
If Nicole gets in Jess's ear about trying to protect Nick, that's even more of a reason for Jess to get Nick out. She hates Nicole so much.
And Nick, I do believe, is more likely than Christy willing to fulfill any kind of deal he makes with Jackson and Holly to actually go after Jess next week, who is a legitimate target of his, and say, I will keep you two off the block if that's a deal that he makes. I think there's a lot of legitimate reason why you might want to keep Nick around over Christy. I think it's pretty close. I do. But overall, there's a great case to be made, especially if Nick throws Tommy under the bus. And with Tommy basically saying, sorry, Nick, you don't have my vote. If and when Nick and Christy are both staying on the block, maybe at that point, Nick decides it's time to throw Tommy under the bus. Nick knows how close, or at least he suspects how close Tommy is with Christy. He intentionally held back that Tommy was somebody Christy mentioned in their conversation prior to the HOH that was a part of that big blow up that happened on nomination day. So he can say, look, Tommy was the person. Christy said Tommy's name in regards to making a truce with me. And, you know, he can say, Tommy will be the person I put up next to Jess if I win. Like, I think that they would be kind of pleased with that. They trust Tommy. They don't want to go after Tommy themselves, but they wouldn't mind somebody else going after Tommy, in my opinion. And if Tommy is going, if Nick is going after Tommy and Jess, then Jess will be going, Jess, they will be able to think that Jess and Tommy will be going after Nick. And that's a good position for them. I think there's a way to pitch that to Jackson Holly where it makes a lot of sense to them. And it actually is pretty true. And although I don't think Tommy would ever go after Nick, I do think Tommy would still be going after them, but they're never going to believe Tommy's going after them anyway, because they just trust him so much. But point being, I think there's a case to be made. Nick is not making that case right now. He's making a really dumb case, which is what Tommy pitched to him, which is, oh, you use the veto on Christy, and then I will put Jess on the block, and then we can evict Jess.
Well, And the reason that Nick is not making the case that you mentioned earlier is because he still wants to work with Tommy and Christy, yeah, too. I mean, that's the problem here, is that if Nick could see what's really best for him in the game, let me rephrase that. What's best to keep Nick in the game is not necessarily what Nick wants his outcome. He wants to have his cake and eat it, too. He wants to stay and keep the alliances he currently has. And he can't do both, probably.
So we'll see where that goes. I do think there's potential that Nick could turn on Tommy by the end of the week, because Tommy is basically admitting to him up front that he's not going to be a vote for him. That may end up being a mistake, because it gives Nick a lot of time to realize that Tommy's not on his side and then decide he wants to throw Tommy under the bus.
Go ahead. Especially if Cliff and Nicole can talk to Nick and convince him other reasons why he may not, you know, why it would be good to target Christy and Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, look, I do think, you know, I think that it's, if I was looking at, you know, the likelihood of Nick staying against Christy, I do think he has a great shot. I think that, you know, we're looking at something like 65-35 sort of thing, which are much better odds than I felt Christy had last week, and Christy managed it. So we'll see.
Nick can't turn on Tommy, because then who else is he going to flirt with in the house? Like, he's running out of options here.
Anyone. Nick will flirt with anyone. He's not limited in his options.
I think he's limited in the number of people who would willingly accept his flirting.
That's fair. All right. So we get to, Nick makes the pitch to Jackson. He says, hey, I will, you know, I will be a pawn for you. I will work for you. He essentially makes the exact same pitch that Christy made last week, which is, we know is capable of working on Jackson and Holly, but it is the exact same one. So it's almost like the path has been tread upon.
Well, and it also, it's the same pitch, but the other piece of why it worked for Christy was because she said that she'd go after Nick. You can't have 2 weeks in a row of not getting either of the people out.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the fact that it's the same pitch for the second week in a row.
Involving,
like,
the same people.
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's much more difficult to make that pitch, but it's really like word for word the same pitch. Like, I will be a pawn for you. I will work for you. I will take whatever place for you. I just want one more week. And the thing is, it actually kind of works on Jackson. A little bit. Jackson says, look, I need to go after you because you're going after Holly. Nick says, not with Christy here. I'm still going after Christy, blah, blah, blah. Same pitch Christy did. Jackson's going to talk to Holly after this pitch, and he's going to be like, I mean, I could use the veto. And Holly's like, and then what? When we take Jess out? And Holly's like, no. I'm not going to take Jess out over Nick. He's much more threatening in competitions. Jess isn't winning competitions. Nick is. And he's like, yeah, I guess so. Okay. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm just Just throwing things out there. So, like, he did get into Jackson's head a little bit.
Yeah, okay, trying to look at it from Jackson's side. Okay, let's pretend that they do get Jess out, and then Christy and Nick are still here. Theoretically, Christy and Nick could go after each other, but also, and throw competitions and volunteer to be the pawns, like they've been saying. Or they could team back up and just take you out. So, seems like not the best risk reward situation there.
Yeah, I said that there's a great reason for Jackson and Holly to keep Nick in the game, but not a great reason to also keep Christy in the game. You need one of them out. Jess is not the correct decision there. So that's something to pay attention to. Tommy is going to fill Christy in on the plan that Nick is the prankster, and that Nick is pitching to get Jess on the block. Christy doesn't like the plan. Christy is not a fan. Christy is like, well, that's so stupid. Why did he put me up? It's not going to be me in a vote. Should have put someone else up, like Jackson, right? Why did he do that? That's so dumb. I don't like this plan either. I don't want to take Jess on the block. Take Jess out of the... No, we're taking Nick out. Nick's leaving.
Yeah. It's like, why are you trying to help him anyway? Gosh.
Yeah.
Trying to get Nick out. Yeah. Well, at least you can count on Christy for still being mad about Taco Tuesday.
Still mad about the tacos. Holly and Jackson continue their conversation. Holly says, look, I just don't want Nick to beat me in this game. I just don't want to. I've took a shot at him before. I can't let this HOH pass and not have my shot hit its target. And again, I was transported to last week because we are in the exact reverse situation where Christy made a pitch to Holly. Holly bought into it. Holly very lightly tugged at Jackson to say, hey, can we maybe take Nick out instead of Christy? Can we keep Christy? Can we keep Christy? And Jackson was like, no, we have to take Christy out. It's my personal agenda. It has to be Christy. And then by the end of the week, they had come around to the idea that Sis needed to go. And now this week, Nick made the same pitch that Christy did to Jackson. Kind of flipped Jackson. Now Jackson is very lightly tucking in Holly. I mean, could we keep Nick, though? Maybe? And Holly is like, no, it's my personal agenda. I can't miss my shot. I can't let him beat me in this game. It's the same exact thing in reverse. What is happening, Mary?
Sangria Sundays, Margarita Mondays, you know, Fajita Fridays. It's just a vicious cycle.
Truly, truly.
Yeah. These people, they're so willing to be swayed by any new idea that they're not even really thinking about, like, just go into your HOH, have a plan, stick to it.
Yeah. So Holly does express some worry that Tommy, Christy, and Jess could be a block of people coming after them in the following HOH, which is very true. But she only kind of suspects it. She's not super concerned about it yet. But the fact that the idea is in her head and that it's a true idea tells me that there is some hope for the vote to flip, or for them to at least sort of catch on to the reality of the situation in the house. Jackson does, though, say that, oh, but if Tommy puts me up, he's effed himself for jury votes. Can't win the game. Basically, if Tommy really or Christy put Jackson or Holly on the block, then they are not getting their jury votes 100%. Because Christy made a deal, and Tommy, how dare he? How dare he?
Yeah. This is the downside to being liked by everyone, is that Tommy kind of is going to have a hard time winning and being able to winning HOH and being able to not make everybody who loves him mad.
He wanted to play the Casey game, but now he can't. And sucks for you.
Yeah, well, play your own game, Tommy. Stop trying to emulate someone else when it's a completely different story, different people. Mm. Yeah. Nick and Christy also, just like, they have a cry session, and then Christy is like getting all upset to Nick about being on the block, and I'm like, girl, read the room, you're both on the block. Like, I mean, this is not her and Sis. This is like her being upset when she knows that she's has a good chance of staying against him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things well, Christy can only cry about herself. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Nick wants to show his bare butt to Tommy, but he works with kids, so he can't. So interesting that that's the line that he's decided to draw. I work with kids, so I'm completely fine saying the F word every other word, and I can do whatever I want. I can have sex on camera. I can cuddle people. I can use my feet. But oh no, show them my bare butt that they probably will cut away from. That's crossing a line because I work with kids.
Well, look, some things are just too hard to bear, and seeing that would be one of those things.
It would be way too hard for me to bear. Yeah. So I'm out. Please give me another pie competition instead. I like that.
Yeah. Nicole talked to the cameras late into the night. She is worried about Jackson and Holly playing both sides with Tommy and Christy as well. That's something else that Holly and Jackson talked about, that they're locking in a deal with that's why Holly was concerned about Tommy, Christy and Jess, is that they're locking in a deal with Cliff and Nicole, and they want to keep Christy and Tommy feeling good with them, but not actually lock in a deal so that they won't be they won't lose their jury votes if they end up having to betray them. So it does seem like they have kind of chosen their side and are moving forward for the most part with Cliff and Nicole. But that was what Holly is concerned about, that that Christy, Tommy and Jess will come after them before Cliff and Nicole, which is exactly what Cliff is banking on, which is why he wants to stick with them, because they're targets in front of him as they move forward in the game. It's a very real concern that, you know, Jackson or her, the chances of them making it to the final four with Cliff and Nicole are pretty slim, because they'd need to basically just trade competitions back and forth and hope that Cliff and Nicole don't betray them before that time comes. And I don't think that any of those things are happening.
But I was really glad to see that Nicole recognizes that Jackson and Holly are playing the middle a little bit between her and Cliff and Tommy and Christy. So really glad that this is not sneaking past Cliff and Nicole.
Yes. So Nicole is concerned that that might be happening, that they might be playing both sides. Really, she's in some ways a little bit overestimating them, because they are a little scared to go too deep with Tommy and Christy, which is actually working against them. I know they're concerned about jury votes, but you got to get there in order for the jury to vote for you. And if Tommy and Christy are targeting you, then you might not get there. So, but she's concerned, and she's right to be concerned. She would like to keep Nick this week, because obviously that's hugely beneficial for her game, but she might not be able to, and that would be unfortunate for her. If she was able to keep Nick, that would be great. That final four that she mentioned would be fantastic for her, because she basically is guaranteed final two at that point in my eyes. And final two with people like Nick, Jess, probably not Cliff. Like, those are the two people she's most likely to beat in the end. So
I think her hardest part there is I don't think Jess would take her.
Jess isn't taking Nick. Jess might take Cliff, but that would only be if Nick goes out at final four. The most likely outcome there is that Nick wins the final four, either HOH or Vito or whatever. And then Cliff gets taken out at final four, and then it's Nick, Jess and Nicole. And that's Nicole's absolute greatest possible final three.
Yeah, you also get the potential darkest time limit somehow, Nick and Jess ending up there, because Jess, I could see Jess getting somehow winning the final three HOH, and then her reasoning being the jury in America are going to love me because Nicole is terrible and we all hate Nicole. So I, you know what? I'll take Nick. I will shoulder that load.
Look,
I'll be doing really the best thing, because I know that I hate Nick, but I'm being the bigger person by setting this feud with Nick aside. And clearly America likes Nick because they made him the prankster, and they all hate Nicole. So I'm really doing everyone a favor here.
I really
want to. And that is how Jess becomes the most hated person on the season.
I really want to argue against you because Jess has said that if Nick makes it to the final two, she would vote for him. But we are talking about Jess. But because we're talking about Jess, we're also talking about, like, I don't think she has much of a shot to win the final three HOH anyway. So I think it would come down to Nick or Nicole.
She's won competitions in this game, though.
She won a question comp. They're very physical competitions, part two, one and two of final three HOH.
We'll see. You never know. Very physical. Like, sometimes the final or the second part has been, like, rolling a ball somewhere.
Since, like, season 10.
It's happened, though. I'm just saying.
Like, and even then, like, Jerry couldn't hack.
Well, there, I just think there are opportunity. I don't want to rule anything out. I need to set myself up for disappointment.
The most recently, it's been like climb a massive wall for like 30 minutes.
I think that would be fun.
It sure would be, but it's pretty physical.
Okay. Yeah, look. Like, I'm just wanting to just mention it.
In the chat. Did you see Jess roll that ball for HOH, Mary?
Okay. All right. Fine. I can lose this battle. But when Jess wins.
When Jess wins, we will all say, Mary called it. She knew better than us.
We're going to roll this clip. By the way, it was extremely confusing listening to the update the other day when you were playing that clip. I was like, wait a second. I'm not on the update. I was confused.
How did he clone me?
Yeah, because I didn't hear the part where you said I'm going to play this clip, and it just started playing. And I checked my tabs, and I'm like, do I have a different tab open? Is the wrong tab?
Did I forget that I'm on the update right now?
It's like I used to give away some, like, I would give some of my old clothes, and they got too small to me, to like some of my friends at school, and then I would see them from behind walking away, like from far away, and I'd be like, is that me? No, that doesn't make sense. Can't be me, because I'm here.
It could be, though. You never know. Maybe you traveled in time.
Because my clothes.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Mary?
Not particularly. There were some other amazing pranks, mostly involving putting salt in people's drinks. And Nick says if only he had a blow-up doll in the house, he'd be good. You know, I just want to make sure, especially after, in light of this vote by America, that we're also just keeping everyone updated on exactly who Nick is, because I don't want to add any commentary. You know what? People could love it. People could hate it. But as long as we're all aware of what's happening.
Well, we know Nick is a master at PR. He's been not working out in the house since day one. And it took Jackson a while to figure that one out. So it's important to make sure that people see through the great PR.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. We'll be live tonight to recap tonight's episode of Big Brother 21. And then I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll have the round table. It'll be very fun. You can fill out the form. It'll be lots of fun times. So do that. Mary, where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at Frail Mary. I've been doing some Twitch streaming, some really enthralling Nancy Drew. If you like some really slow paced 1998 gameplay, you find me there.
Yes, people have been posting the links to it in the Discord, that in the Twitch, my Discord channel, that people are like, hey, we got to check a Mary out.
Yeah, it's great.
Playing Nancy Drew.
Don't worry about Taren and his updates. Who needs Big Brother?
Well, truly, I mean, there is a mystery afoot, and it needs to be solved.
Yeah, it does. Really does. Really does. All right. Oh, gosh.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Also, make sure you check out the American Ninja Warrior podcast. The Vegas finals are starting very, very soon, I believe tomorrow night. And this is not one you want to miss. It's going to be a 4-episode special extravaganza. And you don't need to have watched the previous ones. We're starting here. It's the finals. It's 4 stages of greatness. And you don't want to miss this one. Yeah, history will be made.
How will I know the edit? And how will I know who to root for, Taryn?
By listening to the American Ninja Warrior Hapa podcast with myself and Lita.
It's quality. I like it.
It's quality.
Also, pro tip, if you go to most sports bars, they will change the channel to American Ninja Warrior if you ask them nice enough.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Thanks so much for joining us once again. I will see you next time.